This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1697. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 28th, Belarus, Bhutan, Canada, Colombia, Cuba, Egypt, Germany, India, Indonesia, International Vacuum, Italy, Korea South, Madagascar, Micronesia, Myanmar, North America, Peru, Russia, Rwanda, Seychelles, Solomon Islands, South Carolina, Spain, Sudan, Ukraine, USA, Yemen, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. A lot more oddities are found by shortwave monitors than I ever have time to mention, but here's one for starters from Wolfgang Büschel in Germany. The 250 kilowatt Minsk, Belarus transmitter on 7255 was heard November 27th at 0534, accompanied by two spurs, one on each side, exactly 4.2 kilohertz away. But listening to the main carrier, it was a clean audio signal. Much bigger news is the return of Bhutan Broadcasting Service to shortwave 6035. Thanks to Parthasarathi Goswami in India for forwarding a report by his colleague Gautam Kumar Sharma in Assam, dated November 21st, that on November 20th he heard BBS in English on 6035 after 0847. Good reception, the slight noise and hum. Of course, he's quite close. He says, I was surprised to hear them in English after a long break. I thought they might have discontinued shortwave. And he was going to monitor further the following days. The English transmission was on the air well beyond 1000 UT, in fact, past 1028 on that occasion. And the next day, November 21st, he was hearing them in Nepali at 0603 on 6035. And then in English from 0830 to 0950. However, a further follow-up from the original reporter, GK, this time via Alokesh Gupta for the day after that, November 22nd, he says, I did not find any signal of BBS from 0600 to 1026, November 22nd. Ron Howard got yet another report from Gautam Kumar Sharma on November 23rd. I have not found any signal of Bhutan during my several air checks between 0200 and 1030 UT. Yes, one must be very careful not to confuse Bhutan with the Chinese station, which is continuing on 6035 PBS Yunnan. Ron Howard in California himself has, of course, been checking, and he says, I've been checking from about 13 to 15 UT, but I've only been able to hear PBS Yunnan, so Bhutan may be back on a reduced schedule. He says Thomas Nielsen in Sweden and I have both noted PBS Yunnan signing off at about 1500, such as November 22nd, with no other station present at that time. Certainly not hearing BBS in English between 15 and 16. This needs continual monitoring. In BCDX, Wolfgang Büschel says this Tomcast transmitter of Bhutan on 6035 had been silent since the first week of February this year. Don Moman in Alberta reports on November 22nd that CKUA, Edmonton, was no longer on the air, 580 kilohertz, as of November 22nd. They were switching to FM. There's some interesting info on their website explaining why they can no longer afford to continue broadcasting on AM, www.ckua.com/AM. It includes photos and a 17-minute documentary. November 21st, around 1034 UT, I found a fair signal in the clear on 6010. Sounds like something exotic, an indigenous language. But then at 10:43, there was an ID in Spanish, for la voz de tu conciencia, the Colombian missionary station. So I'm wondering, what is this indigenous language in which they broadcast? There have apparently been some changes in the Cuban spy numbers scheduling since the latest Enigma listing. For the worse, considering the interference they cause. November 21st at 21:51, I was hearing NHK World Radio Japan in Portuguese via WHRI on 17540, but there was a heavy subaudible heterodyne from another strong carrier, which turned out to be the Cuban spy numbers when they started up at 21:56, overlapping the NHK broadcast by 4 minutes of modulation, or 10 minutes, including the carrier at least. According to the Enigma newsletter, this spy broadcast had been scheduled at 23 UT 1 hour later on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, but there it was an hour earlier on a Thursday. They had been alternating with 17480 the other days of the week. And I also found the Cuban spy numbers on 5930, which is unlisted at 0609 UT November 22nd. That was a Thursday where they had been shown to be using 14375. 5930, of course, is right next to WWCR. As for that other Cuban station, Radio Havana, which shares transmitters with the spies, Wolfgang Büschel has found one thing that doesn't match up with their latest schedule. On 5040, they're still running an hour of English at 0500 as well as at 0600. Radio Cairo has chosen to collide with the number one frequency of Radio Havana, Cuba, which Arnie Coro proudly points out they've used since the very beginning, over 52 years ago. That's 11760. But of course, how are the Egyptians to know, since Cuba refuses to participate in HFCC registering its frequencies? Egypt's registrations show 2330 to midnight 45 in Arabic, and midnight 45 to 0200 in Spanish, aimed toward Cuba. Havana is currently resuming 11760 at midnight UT. The propagation conditions vary a great deal, but some nights Cairo is actually atop Cuba here, and of course their modulation is very bad, very distorted, with a singing or a ringing sound and hum, making a fast subaudible heterodyne with Cuba underneath. Tom Taylor provides the current schedule of Hamburger Local Radio using the low-power upper sideband plus carrier transmitter at Gehren, Germany on 7265. It's Saturdays and Wednesdays at 06 to 9 UT and 12 to 16 in Spanish, English, and German. The English portion, of course, including World of Radio, both days at 0730 and 1530. And in between, they're on another frequency in German only, 6190, between 09 and 12. Ron Howard summarizes reception of All India Radio on 60 meters as of November 27th. AIR Imphal was silent that date on 4775, but Shillong is really doing well on 4970 with a nice audio level. November 27th at 1405, there was a recap of the Shillong Derby soccer match played before 20,000 fans the previous week. Itanagar was doing well on a daily basis on 4990. November 26th at 1456, there was storm info about the cyclone. So Northeast India continues to have great propagation to California. Last week I played a clip of the mystery interval signal I've been hearing occasionally on 11985 from the Kanpur site near Delhi around 0100 UT. And I'm pleased that I've had an answer from one person who identified it, Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight. He says it's an extract from the Bagatelle No. 25 in A minor, or Fiorilisa, one of Beethoven's most popular compositions. He says, I'm guessing it's used as a filler between programs or when there's a technical problem, rather than an interval signal as such. Well, I thought I knew Fiorilisa, but it's not the main theme, but a transition, which you can hear on several YouTube clips of it about 2 minutes into the piece. In the Arctic, you can get 60-meter band DX all day, even at noon this time of year. In shortwave bulletin, Arne Nielsen in Sweden reports RRI Vamena, Indonesia, November 17th at 11:15 UT on 4869.92, a nice signal on several occasions in the local language, often with soft music. Further south in Sweden, Thomas Nielsen says he heard it on exactly the same frequency, November 22nd, until sign-off at 1507. It's always Vic, but he hears it from about 1400. From International Vacuum, a press release says WRN Broadcast refocuses World Radio Network services as part of the company's continued growth strategy, refocusing its seven international radio networks to concentrate on the core service regions. The network developed to include Arabic, Russian, French, and German, whilst evolving the original English network into three specific networks covering Europe, North America, and Asia-Pacific. Both the French and German services will cease broadcasting as part of this development. And furthermore, the web-based radio on-demand service will be terminating December 16th, while the French and German will last until the end of the year. So that's the main impact on English-speaking listeners of WRN. They've been making available a number of stations which aren't actually on their schedule and some which are, conveniently, on demand, some of them hard to hear or impossible for some to hear on shortwave. As for World of Radio, it seems we are continuing, but you'll no longer be able to get World of Radio podcasts via WRN. I'm considering setting up our own podcasting services, and I need to hear from those who depend on that method of hearing World of Radio whether to go ahead. Of course, World of Radio can be heard just by clicking on a link at our website, worldofradio.com, but it's not a podcast per se. Still dedicated to shortwave broadcasting is European Music Radio. Tom Taylor gives this schedule for their monthly transmissions via IRRS. November 29th at 19 to 19:45 UT on 7290. That's Friday, and as usual, I repeat on Saturday the 30th, 0900 to 945 on 9510. Via Ben Cobb, Martin Williams of North Korea Tech has put up a new page on his website headed, "Is This a South Korean Propaganda Radio Station?" You can find it at www.northkoreatech.org, dated November 25th. Lots of photos of a site near Seoul, which he concludes is the shortwave transmitter site for one of the clandestines to the north, Voice of the People, and apparently Echo of Hope, the other propaganda station, is somewhere else. On November 27th, Victor Gunatilaka in Sri Lanka reports that he's heard Madagascar again on 5014.902 from 1730 TuneIn and an ID at 1758. They're playing African music with announcements in French or heavily accented French. And it was soon heard by our new reporter in Sydney, Australia, Nick Hotchko. That's Madagascar's national station. Meanwhile, the major shortwave relay site at Talata is having problems with its transmitters. November 25th at 1532, I found Radio Dabanga at a good signal level, but just barely modulated on 13800. And then a couple of minutes later, I found some extremely distorted modulation oscillating back and forth across WWV 15 megahertz, up and down 10 kilohertz or so, obliterating the time signals, but I did hear them mention Dabanga. That suddenly cut off at 1537, and they apparently went back to the frequency they were supposed to be on, 15535, which then began broadcasting normally. You're tuned for World of Radio number 1697. Our website, worldofradio.com, brings you a great deal more information. Check out the latest issue of DX Listening Digest, upon which this program is based, once it's available in a few days after first broadcast. DX Listening Digest number 13-48. Many thanks this week for financial support from Nick Hotchko in Sydney, Australia, who sent a contribution via PayPal in U.S. dollars although it doesn't have to be in U.S. dollars originally, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Nick has the enviable call sign of VK2DX. One may also contribute by check or money order in U.S. dollars on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. And here's another item from Nick Hotchko, who enjoys going to Dee Beach near Sydney, 15 minutes from his home, where reception is much better, a much lower noise level, of course, not to mention better propagation when you're right on the coast. He heard, among many other stations, PMA The Cross in Micronesia, 4755, November 26th at 10:15. Good copy, weak to moderate, with a sermon in English. It's also reported from the other end of the world, Arne Nielsen in Arctic Sweden, shortwave bulletin, November 17th at 10:00, on 4755.53. He said it came up just before the top of the hour and weakened a few minutes later. It was better on November 22nd, when it was already audible at 0730. It's been heard quite often during the past 2 weeks. Alokesh Gupta forwards a story from UPI to the DX South Asia group. Myanmar radio station goes home after 21 years in Norway. Dateline Oslo, November 22nd. Radio station in exile, Democratic Voice of Burma, has left Norway after 21 years to broadcast from Myanmar with newly granted legal status, it said on Friday. The station will begin airing programming from Rangoon. The Norwegian newspaper Aftenposten reported, saying most of the station's broadcasting equipment has already been moved to Rangoon. We've waited for this for 20 years, says a station spokesman. However, there's a contradictory report found by Kai Ludvig from another Norwegian source, saying that it's set to relocate to Thailand. Democratic Voice of Burma began broadcasting in 1992, a vital source of info into Burma during the regime, showing both the Burmese and the world what was happening in the country, also on television. Neither story goes into the minor detail about whether DVB will continue broadcasting on shortwave and from where. Their current schedule is 1 hour at 14:30 UT via Tajikistan on 6225, and another hour at 23:30 via Armenia on 7510. Kai Ludvig and I have been trying to reconfirm these are still on the air, and it appears that they are, at least for now. Also reported by Ivo Ivanov, he says he was hearing DVB on 6225 via Tajikistan at 14:30 to 15:30. And also reported by Tony Asher in Indonesia, DSWCI DX Window on November 18th during that hour. And Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says 6225 was already on the air November 27th at 14:06 with a carrier, and modulation began at 14:29. Yet more logs of radio YHWH, the Yahweh pirate somewhere apparently in western North America. It appears they never used the same frequency twice, so you have to be lucky or constantly tuning, but Bob LaRose in California has heard them. UT Saturday, November 23rd at 0100 on 6075, right next to Cuba. And then also reported on 6150 at the same hour on UT Monday, November 25th. 6150, strong and in the clear with the usual program. In fact, they could just be playing the same recording over and over. The Voice of America Tibetan service via Sri Lanka has been coming in quite well lately on 5980 until midnight 59 UT, blocking Radio Chusky in Peru, but it stays on a few minutes later. At least we can still hear its carrier cutting off a bit later from one night to the next. As of November 27th, it cut off at 21 seconds past 0103. There are two Radio Russia stations on 5930, the main domestic service. In our mornings, we normally hear Petropavlovsk-Kamchatsky, But the other one is in the opposite extreme of the country, in the far northwest Arctic, Manchegorsk, not far from Murmansk. And I was hearing that one after 0100 UT, November 26th, thanks to some strange propagation attenuating the normally very strong signal from Nashville on 5935. One of the major shortwave sites in Russia for external broadcasting, Samara, stopped broadcasting about a year ago, and it was not clear what would be happening to it. But now, RusDX reports that the Samara Radio Center number 3 has started dismantling its antennas, a report dated November 14th. In fact, they're demolishing the buildings and technical facilities because that site is going to be replaced with a television antenna tower, since it's one of the highest points of the city. Here's another Russian station, which should be quite a neat catch if you can hear it. In the British DX Club, Dave Kenny reports about the Moscow Technical University on 11 meters, 25900. Thanks to a tip from Andrew Tett, it's the student station, and it was audible at that time with a variable signal. It signed on at 1200 UT in AM modulation, but the audio was rather tinny. A fair signal, but a lot of fading in and out of the noise. DX Mix reported last May that the station is called Radio Green Eyes, run by students of the Technical University, MTUCI, with 400 watts. They normally broadcast every Friday from 12 to 15 UT. It appears that Green Eyes refers to the old valve Magic Eye indicator. Ivo Ivanov reports there's a new clandestine station for Rwanda via the Madagascar site called Radio Mara, M-A-R-A. It's at 17 to 18 UT on 17540. Wendell Craig had in Kansas, and I in Oklahoma have heard it well. During the 17 to 18 UT hour, he on November 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, and me on November 27th. They play a lot of high life music. We're not sure yet what the political angle of this station is. You know, there was recently another new clandestine for Rwanda, which was advocating a return of the monarchy. Another major shortwave site is going to close down. Mike Terry sends a press release from the BBC Media Center, November 21st, announcing that the Indian Ocean Relay Station in Mahé, Seychelles, will cease all shortwave transmissions on 29 March 2014. It was established in 1988 and has been in continuous service since then, mainly for East Africa. Apparently, it's no longer considered cost-effective. Steve Luce in Houston points out they have only two transmitters there. Koji Hashimoto in Japan, Ron Howard in California, and Nick Hotchko in New South Wales continue to hear the new frequency of Solomon Islands 6080. The best time is in the hour before Australia comes on, between 08 and 09 UT. Jeff White provides the complete new schedule of WRMI via Okeechobee, the former WIFR site, which goes into effect December 1st. All the details in DX Listening Digest. Most of the time, 48 transmitter hours per day will be going to the Overcomer Ministry, as I mentioned last week, so you can hear Brother Scare on many new frequencies. I'll just mention the frequencies, but not the times. 7570, 9355, 9495, 9690, 9955, 11565, 11730, 13695, and 15440. Adrian Peterson thinks that the new transmissions go into effect at local midnight early Sunday, December 1st. That's 0500 UT. From DX Remix News, here are the English hours from Spain. At 19 UT, Monday through Friday, 9605 and 9665. At 22, Saturday and Sunday, 6125. And at midnight UT daily to North America, of course, 6055. Ivo Ivanov also provides the schedule of the 100 kilowatt transmitter in Sudan, which is used both for the domestic and external services. As Radio Omdurman Domestic in Arabic, it's on 7205 at 0215 to 0430, 1430 to 1530, and 1930 to 21. As the external service Voice of Africa, it's on 9505. As follows in these languages, 6 to 6:30 in Tigrinya, 6:30 to 7 in Amharic, 7 to 8 in Swahili, 8 to 9 in English, 16:30 to 17:30 in French, 17:30 in English, and 18:30 to 19:30 in Hausa. Ivo Ivanov has the current schedule of the private station in Ukraine, the only one on shortwave, but it's apparently licensed, Radio Dniprovska Vilya, 11980.1 upper sideband with 300 watts in Ukrainian, non-directional, Saturdays and Sundays, roughly 0800 to 0930 UT. Not only in Russia, but in the U.S., there is 11-meter broadcast activity, although not intended for the public, in the narrowband FM mode, auxiliary stations, KOA in Denver on 25950, heard at 16 UT November 19th, by Kenneth Zeke in Michigan in the Mayor Tip Sheet. And Harold Froge in Michigan continues to hear the studio relay of KOVR-TV in Sacramento, whose actual call sign is KMK282, on 26110. They run this during a program which is apparently on the air 7 days a week called Good Day Sacramento. He's heard it on various days in November as early as 1635 and as late as 1817. And you may also hear the people making some comments when they think they're off the air. More info from Jeff White about the new WRMI via Okeechobee. It's a rather expensive proposition, so priority goes to profitable programming, such as the Overcomer Ministry. That means that some programs lose airings, such as World of Radio. We'll no longer be heard Saturdays at 1600 UT on 9955. The last broadcast is November 30th, and that will also be the last day the old WRMI transmitter is in use. I thought it would be nice to offer a specially endorsed QSL on this occasion. So, if you hear that broadcast only, no fudging please, send a report to info@wrmi.net, and Jeff White will verify it with an endorsement with the special World of Radio QSL card. That's available only from him and not from me. A special medium wave DX test is scheduled early Saturday, December 7th from WNDB 1150, another Florida station in Daytona Beach. It starts at 1 a.m. Eastern or 0600 UT with voice announcements and Morse code IDs, 1 kilowatt, non-directional. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says Radio Sana'a Yemen is again on shortwave, heard November 26th and 27th between 13 and 15 on 6135. VOA Thailand comes on the frequency at 1500. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices mostly 5 and 2, but peaking at 15 and 4 on December 6th and 7th. Solar flux rising from 130 November 27th to a peak of 165 December 8th through 14th, and then dropping to 130 again by December 21st. And so concludes another World of Radio number 1697. I hope you found it informative and bring you holiday greetings if applicable. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.